check.
I never know what to say during these things.
You just say check. You just we're doing a sound check.
Check.
We're also checking in with the people. The people who listen. The listener people. All you guys. What's up?
Hi.
I was sick the previous day.
Yeah.
I was shivering sick.
Oh,
I
yeah. Really it was bad. It was
scary.
Awful.
I was like, do I gotta go to the hospital? And then found out I had a weird thing in my tonsil and I had to take care of it and it was gross.
It was gross.
But now I'm better.
Yeah.
Like, way better. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, he like, got way better over just a couple days.
I was like a fucking,
what? That was like 3 days ago.
I was like, did you see me? I was like a fucking doctor. I was like a field doctor. I was like, I know, I diagnosed
doctor.
Myself. I'm like, oh, I've got an infection. I got a throat thing. I got to clean it out. It's probably strep. Get myself some ibuprofen. I'll just swab my throat. There we go. Mouthwash, elbow grease, bibbidi bobbidi boo. I'm not sick.
Surprise.
It's so weird though, because like it was just such a weird thing to get like a fever from.
Yeah, you but know? You didn't really have a fever, did
yeah,
you?
I was shaking.
Oh, you did.
I got really
did.
Warm. I think
you
I had a fever.
Thought
I don't
you
know.
Got it from
but
my
once
cat.
I once I took care of it, I got better. But I mean, I was like, if I don't get better, I'm going to the doctor. Then tomorrow, if I don't feel better by tomorrow, I was just like really
well,
worried.
Well, yeah,
about
no,
it was
bad.
But what's up, guys? Mike with Vanessa here. Sorry, we just started going on and on about everything. Mike with Vanessa here. Team Awesome Make. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Make. Like that Facebook page, of course. Download, and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic website. Yo, Tina. podmac.com. Said it once, say it again, yotina.podmac.com. Follow Vanessa's tweets at creepy sexy nerdy. Do it. Follow our tweets and hers. I guess we need to do an addition before we get to the shout outs. We have some YouTube shout outs for the video, for the vidzias, the vidzias,
yes.
For the reactiones. We have an addition to our nerd update, which is going to be up by the time people hear this.
Yes.
So by the time you hear this, the nerd update will be up. But this is, we're adding on to it because this was a story that was too cool that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And this is something Vanessa found, and I was just like, oh, shit, that's a good one. She's like, this would be good for another update. And like, we already recorded it, but I'm like, fuck it, let's do it for the sound check. So before we get to the shout-outs, this is news that's too cool, and it's fitting for this month because it is the month of Halloween, the month of October, and it is the month of ghouls and goblins and spooks and specters and all that shit, and movies from your childhood. So with that in mind, here's Vanessa with this article that we missed out on Nerd Update.
So sequel to The Nightmare Before Christmas has a release date and horror fans all over the world are pumped.
Yeah,
yes,
they're doing
we are.
A sequel to Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
In 2018, The Nightmare Before Christmas will be celebrating 25 years of its release. Recently, it was announced that the stop-motion animation adventure will be getting a sequel of some sort, but the details were kept deliberately vague. Now, Tokyopop, a publisher of anime, manga, and comic books, and its founder, Stu Levy, has said that it will start publishing the sequel to a movie in a comic book format starting May 2018. It will be based around Jack Skellington's Ghost Dog Zero and his adventures around Christmas Town.
So it's going to be a comic book sequel?
Yes.
That's pretty... and it's about Zero going around and doing shit?
Yes.
Wait, so it's going around, wait, what, the Christmas town, all
so
the different towns?
What happens is that Zero gets lost, as dogs
okay.
do,
right.
Levy explained, hinting at what to expect, and along the way, he gets into a lot of trouble, as dogs do.
Right, okay.
The sequel will be in comic book style, and not as an animated, named Zero's Journey, and it will be published monthly.
Not as an anime?
No, it just says not as an animated. And then it's a
feature.
Period. It's the end of the sentence.
So it's not going to be an animated feature film or
yeah.
whatever.
No,
an animated
it's a comic
cartoon
book.
Or TV series. It's going to be a comic book, basically. Which I think is cool because
yeah.
I'm a big comic book fan. They did a sequel to Labyrinth in comic book form. That was pretty cool.
They did?
Yes, they did. It was like a manga or manga comic book that they did. It was Labyrinth Part 2 or Labyrinth 2.
I have to find that.
I haven't seen it, but I heard good things. And it was a sequel to the first Labyrinth, obviously. They want to do a second Labyrinth, but they did it in comic book form anyway. This is that same thing, but just with Nightmare Before Christmas. This raises the question, should we have a sequel, an actual sequel, movie sequel to Nightmare Before Christmas? That's my question.
Yes.
That's my follow-up question.
Yes, we should.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Why?
Because Nightmare Before Christmas was amazing.
Okay, but why do you need a sequel to
and
it?
And I didn't want it to end.
But why tell another story? You know, okay, why tell another story in that world? You need to qualify that answer. Like, because yes, I want it. Why?
Because
yes. Okay, but why yes. do you want it? And then we'll move on to the shout-outs. I want to know why you want it and what is your reasoning behind it in the story.
I want to explore all the other worlds that Jack didn't get to go to.
What, they like, what, like St. Patrick's Day world? Yeah. Where it's a bunch of drunks? A bunch of drunk leprechauns?
Or Easter world? Or
where it's
they
a bunch of weird Christian
world.
Bunnies? A bunch of weird Christian
why
bunnies?
Be Christian?
Well, it Easter takes place on... Good Friday happens before Easter.
Before
Zombie
Easter,
Jesus Day.
Sunday.
Where's Zombie Jesus, huh? Where's Zombie Jesus? Not anywhere. No zombie Jesus anywhere on Easter. What the fuck is that?
Don't let Robo Jesus hear you.
No, I'm not scared of Jared Leto. Jared Leto doesn't scare me.
Yes, you are. You're lying.
No, I'm not scared. Okay, I'm a little scared of Jared. Okay, I'm pretty goddamn scared of him. Especially Robo Jesus, Jared Leto. I can't wait for Blade Runner, but guys, we will see that.
We got to see it soon.
I promise we'll see it and we'll check it out. But okay, what would the sequel be? So it would just be checking out the different Halloween worlds, not Halloween worlds, but the different holiday worlds?
Yeah.
Okay, so check out Easter world.
Valentine's Day world.
But they just, the rest of them sound boring.
They do, actually.
Easter world sounds boring. It sounds more like a Christian thing.
I
sounds like a
Jack
Christian
and
summer
Sally
camp.
To have babies, and I want to see the kind of trouble they get into.
You gonna send them to the Christian summer camp Easter world?
No,
because that's where. Good God, that's what you'd get.
Actually,
with
that
piece
would be
of
kind
shit.
Of hilarious.
No, that'd be the Christian.
Send
that'd be
Jack
summer
and
camp.
Sally's kids
to the Easter world.
The Christian Easter world.
To Christian summer camp Easter world. Yeah, Easter world is Christian summer camp. That's totally what it is. You get to jet ski. You get to stay up late and tell spooky stories.
That kind of reminds me of Adam's Family Values. Is that it when they go on the reunion?
Oh my God. Adam's Family Values, guys. Check it out. Adam's Family Values.
That reminds me of that for some reason. Like
classic.
Wednesday Adams just running around this
Well, they were Indian Native Americans killing the pilgrims, slaughtering them. It's pretty great.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Adam's Family Values, the second one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens in the summer
camp, remember?
That's
right, yeah.
Oh my God, you're such a derp. You don't remember your own favorite movie
don't call
that
me a derp.
You remembered it, and you even remember what it was about.
Don't call me a derp.
You're a derp derp.
You're a derp.
Anyway, back to Nightmare Before Christmas Part 2. I think this should happen. I would love to see the film version of it. I don't know if the film version would be Zero going around. I think they would focus on Jack and what's her name?
Sally.
They'd have to.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the Halloween Town people. And then Jack and Sally's kids.
Yeah.
Wonder what they'd fucking look like. God damn, that'd be some weird ass shit. That skeleton with the fucking doll. But not doll, like zombie doll.
She's a voodoo doll.
Voodoo zombie doll and a skeleton. Ugh. The fuck is that gonna look like? Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
exactly.
That's just mean.
It's exactly what it looks like is Miley Cyrus. But I mean, I'd like to check it out.
I like Miley Cyrus.
Do you want it to be done the same way they did the original, where it was all stop motion and it was all puppets and stuff?
Uh-huh.
They have to.
Yes.
There's no other way to do it. It'd have to take 8 years, like the first one.
Yeah.
Do you remember how long it took them to make the first one?
No.
It's 4 years.
Because the first one came out a year after I was born.
Yeah, it was four. It apparently took them 3 to 4 years to make that fucking movie.
I did not know that.
I didn't know until later on in life. And I was like, it took how long? They're like, yeah, it was 4 years. 4 years?
I had no idea.
Well, nowadays they could probably, I don't know how long it took them to make the Corpse Bride, but it probably didn't take them as long. And nowadays it would probably take even less time to do it. Yeah. I'd love to see it. I think they should get together with Danny Elfman and they should try and do something.
I agree.
I think they should, but you know, I think that's just a big nostalgia thing. A lot of people are like, don't touch it. And it's already good.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, you know, but at the same time, Corpse Bride should have been a musical.
Corpse Bride was a musical.
No, it wasn't. Not really.
I mean, kind of.
It had 2 songs. That's it. So it wasn't a musical.
You're right.
It was more of just an animated feature, which is fine. But I feel like Corpse Bride should have been the unofficial sequel.
That's right. Nightmare Before Christmas had more musical numbers.
It was way more of a musical. Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas was a total musical.
Yeah,
it was like music throughout the whole damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Corpse Bride should have been the spiritual. Get it? Because it's spooky. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. God damn it. Bullshit. Bullshit update. And soundtrack. No, but I think that that should have been the spiritual sequel because it should have had it should have been a musical.
Yes.
Easily. But, you know, missed opportunity maybe. Who fucking knows? Regardless, check out Corpse Bride. It's a lesser than Nightmare Before Christmas sequel. but it's still good. Yeah. I think it's still worth a watch. If you're sick of Nightmare Before Christmas, watch Corpse Bride. And then you'll want to watch Nightmare Before Christmas again.
If you're sick of Nightmare Before Christmas, don't talk to me.
Oh my God. you're just being rude. But I guess that's that. But I mean, like, we missed that little tidbit, but it's cool to know that the sequel will live on in a comic book form. Maybe it'll stir up some shit.
Maybe.
In the film industry. And if not, maybe in the, I don't know, what else could they do?
What is Tim Burton working on right now?
A bunch of shit at once. He's one of those directors. So moving along, let's get to our shout outs. We always do our YouTube shout outs during the sound check. We don't have too many this round. We just picked some choice favorites, some select cuts, as it were. So we're just going to get to those and then fucking move on because we got shit to do. We're busy.
We are busy.
We're busy. Boop, boop, boop. Notifications. I'm not going to do a song for that. I'm sorry. Where do we leave off?
With the bones to pick with Vanessa.
There's a lot of react off. To Lolly Ooh Na Na, which we did, and it's up. So go to the YouTube channel. It's up. Lolly Ooh Na Na. It's
yep,
up. It's
it is up.
Go to Simmer Mike. Again, that's the YouTube channel. Simmer Mike, all caps. Simmer Mike, like we're shouting at you. Mm-hmm. Simmer, like you're cooking. Mike, like my name. shizzle bizzle. React to Lolly Ooh Na Na. We did. Go to Simmer Mike. Also, subscribe and like there. Click the like button, subscribe, share with your friends, tell your family, grandma, she'll love it. We got a new subscriber from Sophie Zenti. Sophie Zenti, thank you. She said, react to Lolly Ooh Na Na. Damn it. God damn it. Everyone's sneaking in there. We got Charles Francis. Another comment on Dunkirk.
Remember, you're in trouble.
Do you remember that Dunkirk trailer that we talked about in the last update where I said, hey, remember that lady yelled at us?
Yeah.
Now a guy's yelling at us again. Look, people who are late to the game here, we reacted to that trailer like 2-3 months ago with somebody else, and it's over, okay? We haven't seen Dunkirk, but it's already done, Kirk, or whoever the fuck you are, whatever your name is, Charles, Charlie, Chuck. It's already done, Chuck. Dunchuck. That's what it's called. Dunchuck from now on. He goes on to say, Dunkirk was important in saving an army, but the Battle of Britain was vital. If the air war had been lost, then Britain would have fallen, and then, who knows? Well, okay, we get the historical importance of the Battle of Dunkirk, but you guys are commenting on something that we posted months ago.
You know, I feel less bad about my Melanie Martinez comments now.
I know. It's not even months ago. I think it was like a month and a few weeks ago or 2 months. I think it was 2 months ago, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think it was like 2 months ago.
2 months ago. I'm being kind. At the least, it was 2 months ago. Look, I get it. People are watching the movie late in the game, and then they go on YouTube, and they look at reactions, and then they're like, you know, and then it's like, oh, fuck. So then we become the conduit for their release of whatever vital information they want to share. It's like, look, we haven't seen the movie yet. I'm going to go watch it because I like a good World War II movie. Even if it's like really sad. World War II movies are sad because it's about war.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I don't like
real
watching.
Real life is sad.
Yeah, real life is sad. But, you know, it's important to know your history. Doomed to repeat it if not. I will check it out, but I appreciate you guys commenting on the reactions, but sometimes I'm like, that's an old one. That's an old one. Oldie but a goldie. We got another one to our Gotti trailer reaction. Combo Kegex comments. It says, she's missing out on Marvel series, but is what it is. Oh, no, that was to our Punisher reaction, not to Gotti. So this one. Combo Kegex said to our Punisher reaction, you're missing out, as in Vanessa. Me. Vanessa's missing out on the Marvel series, but it is what it is what they say.
To each their own.
It is what it is. You're missing out. You watch Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, Combo. She watches Jessica Jones. So it's okay, Combo, Kagax. I'll get her to watch some Punisher if she's down. She likes bloody stuff. She likes things getting violent.
I do.
And Punisher's really violent. He's in Marvel, he's the dickhead killer.
I like weird, dark shit.
He's just an asshole killer. He just doesn't care. He just kills everyone. They're like, stop killing people, Punisher. And he's like, no.
No.
He's like, why'd you kill him? He was a bad guy. You're not supposed to kill them. They're bad. I kill them. If they're bad, I kill them. It's like, Punisher, stop it. That's what we should call your cat. You should just call your cat the Punisher.
No.
Yeah.
She's not. They don't understand. But she's my cat's not the Punisher.
Vanessa has a cat that is that kills without regard.
And she does not. She's probably sleeping right now.
She bites and kills
now.
Without regard. I asked for people to translate what was going on on the Lolly
Did
video.
Did they translate Unana?
Yeah. So we got some Unana translations. Queen Lolly says, "There is something in your kisses that make me fall in love one and again." So that was one lyric. Jack Rowe 1997 commented, "Lolly is the queen of pop Latin and Argentine."
Okay.
Not in Argentina, but Argentine. Okay, I guess she is the queen of pop Latin and Argentine. Jack Rowe 1997. Juance DG commented, "Talk too much and talk fast, guys. They're laughing though while they say it. Please, most despacito."
Despacito.
Yeah, and then more smiley laughy faces. So they're kidding. They like.
And they're also requesting.
They're joking
that we
about
react
it. I know.
To Despacito.
It's hard. You can't see it, but they're being nice about it. They're fucking with us, which is fun. I appreciate that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah,
we do.
That's
appreciate
not an open
that.
Invitation to be fucking weirdos and dicks, but you know we appreciate people not taking their shit too seriously and having fun.
Yeah.
So that's always cool. But we'll. I don't know. It's Bieber. Right.
There's a
Bieber?
Version with Bieber.
Yeah, we don't know if we can do it because it's Bieber, and Bieber's weird about everything, and his camp's weird about stuff, so we might not be able to react to it.
Yeah.
There might be some issues with that. We don't know. I mean, because we don't want to do all the work and effort to make it and put it out, and then it's gone forever like other things we've done.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. So we'll see. I'll look into that. I'll look into that and see what their camp says. Then we got Thomas Hurtado. I love saying his name whenever Thomas
Hurtado.
Comments. Thomas is a regular commenter, kind of like a few others that we got out there. Thomas Hurtado says, "Please react to Lolly Soy un Viva Del Mar." So that's a live version.
I'm sorry.
No.
No.
We don't do the live ones, guys. We only do the music videos. We told you. We have high standards on Team Awesome Inc. Gah. Then we got a new subscriber. Can't say it because it's in another language, but thank you. And in the other language, whoever you are, they fucking transcribed it.
No, they didn't.
Lolly Unana video says, "You, only you can understand me like this, and here I am, your shield eye. I always take care of you. Enjoy the moment. Let the time decide only. Memories remain for living if it burns to you." Okay. Thank you. And then we got Juan Pablo Gonzalez. He commented on our... oh, yeah. This is that old video I did with Why It Sucked to Be a Pirate, that video I did with Chris back in Queens. Someone said, "Why the dislike ratio?" Yeah, we got a lot of views for that. We got a lot of comments for that. A lot of people were pissed off that we reacted to it because the guy's name is Salmonella, Salmonella Academy or Salmonella. And we just Chris picked it, by the way. It wasn't my fault. I'm blaming Chris. But I did produce it, and I watched it. And this guy, he's an original online content creator, and we just wanted to find funny videos to react to. Mm-hmm. So we sat there and reacted to Why It Sucked to Be a Pirate. And we got a lot of views for it and a lot of comments for it. But a lot of people were really pissed off at us and mad at us and left a lot of negative stuff. So since then, I've decided to only do stuff that
it isn't original content.
Well, I mean, like, you know, that is original content to the extent that if it's like commercial, if it's commercially based, like if it's trailer reactions, music videos, things that have like high production value that is meant for the general public like us. We are the general public. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're part of the media to an extent. We're part of entertainment to an extent. But we're also part of the general public. So that's why I don't want to cover stuff that people do. Unless it's like Honest Trailers or something. Because Honest Trailers is fair. They don't give a shit. Like they're cool. They're like, whatever, go ahead. But he himself, Sam, never said anything to us when we made the reaction. He just said, "Hey, that guy seems familiar," and he's talking about himself in the video. And it was like, "Oh, that's cool." So I was like, and I clicked like and love, you know, because like, we got nothing but love for Sam and what he does. We're not trying to rip anyone off, but people got really pissed at us that we did that. But then people really liked watching it.
Yeah.
So I feel weird because more people commented on how upset they were.
Yeah.
That we did it and we have more dislikes. But then I get a lot of comments saying, "Why don't you do more reactions to Salmonella videos?" And I'm like, because we got yelled at by And they're like, by who? And I'm like, you guys, by the people.
Yeah.
Like, the people yelled at us for doing it. So I guess if you guys want us to do more reaction videos to YouTubers, original content, or Sam Onella or Sam Onella like Academy or whatever they do over there, just hit us up in the comments below. Hit us up, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Again, that's teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Or just hit us up on Twitter, original content, hashtag original content. Why not?
Yeah.
Hashtag original content if you want us to do original content videos from YouTube content creators. I think that's fine. We're not pulling anything off that.
Yeah, no. And I feel like that maybe the viewers don't really understand how that side
of it
works.
Oh, do they think we're making money off of it?
I think they think we're making money off of it. But they
we don't make money off that.
No,
trust me.
If your channel isn't monetized and the video you're reacting to is monetized, then the creator still makes money off that.
Yeah,
video.
The creator still makes money off the video. So we're not. He is. We are just helping him make more money off his videos.
Yeah.
We're advertising Sam, just like we're advertising the movies and advertising the music videos. Mm-hmm. And all that is helping us do what we do here on the podcast, and it helps bring you guys over to us, which is awesome. And again, thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate it. And thank you for all your comments and everything that you've been saying so far. We know this YouTube shit's confusing, but at the end of the day, we're grateful that you're there and that you have your voices and that you want to be heard, that you're talking to us. That's just really cool that you take the time to do that. So on a personal level, I want to say thank you for that. And I always appreciate that. That's it's really cool that you take time out of your day to either bitch at us or say nice things.
I kind of love it when they bitch at us, actually.
Kind of, but I'm not welcoming it. I'm not saying do it, but it's too late. They're like already on there like, fuck you guys. You guys are fucking subpar shit. It's like, you're subpar commenter, fucker. They're like, you're obsessed with us. Still got your view. Fuck you guys. Guys, your shit. I'm going to keep
still
watching.
Watched it.
I only watch it to troll you. It's like, whatever. We still got your view. That's the thing. At the end of the day, we still it doesn't matter how pissed off we make them. They still listen or still watch.
Also, apparently.
And then they still comment. It's
they
like,
do. They
you don't,
still comment.
It's like, you know, you're giving us more power by getting mad at us. Even though we're not trying to make you mad. It's weird. Anyway, enough with that. That's awkwardness.
See, I always do this. It's always like.
See what you're doing. You're making, you're turning me into a fucking soft bitch. Not that I wasn't one before, but I'm one now, definitely.
Why is that my fault?
It just is, Vanessa. Other than that, I guess that's going to do it for the YouTube shoutouts. Thank you, guys. Check us out, yotina.podmac.com. Again, yotina.podmac.com. It's the website. Follow Vanessa's tweets at creepysexynerdy. And again, you can follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. That's where all these comments are coming from, in case you're wondering what the fuck we're talking about. Check out Simmer Mike. We do trailer reactions, music video reactions. It's like Beavis and Butthead, but instead of it's like Beavis and Daria.
Beavis and
I'm
Daria.
Beavis, you're Daria.
You keep saying I'm Daria.
You're kind of like Daria to an extent. You can be.
Harley. It's all I'm
Harley Quinn?
Harley.
Harley Quinn?
Yes.
Oh, God. All right. Well, all nerd girls want to be Harley Quinn. So
yeah, well, I succeed.
And all nerd guys want to be the Joker. So there you go. I don't. Anyway. All right. That's it. Update over. Update is updated. Complete. Update. Yeah, that's the word. Remember that? We figured it out. It's complete.
Complete.
Update completed. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.